First person singular, opinions expressed are those of the commentator. The following piece was recorded in Salinas Valley State Prison. Terrence recalls the first day of school.
When he first opened the door, I exploded in laughter. He had on these huge gray snakeskin boots that appeared six sizes too big. The tips of the boots had a silver coating that bounced light in every direction with each step. The worn-down heels barely held on to the rusted spurs that clicked as they turned. He stumbled towards me in a beltless acid-washed jeans, gripped in one hand to keep them from slipping off his bony waist. The half-tucked-in print shirt was a monstrosity with a pattern that hinted at humor but projected vomit. I panicked, wondering what he could have picked up this abomination. On the top of his head was a faded green bandana, possibly a relic from the California Gold Rush, folded and tied with the knot centered on his sweaty forehead. If not for his innovation, I might have been upset. "I'm ready, Dad," he shouted. "For what?" "School," he said matter-of-factly. "You know as I do that you're not leaving this house like this," I said. "But you said I could dress myself," he responded with an impish grin. "Not for the first day of school, son." "Aw," he moaned. "One more day, me and you," he begged with his tiny shoulders drooping. "Listen, son, summer's over, but if you do good in school, the weekends will be just us."
Terrence was an inmate at the Salinas Valley State Prison in 2015. If you have something to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.